It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, a lot of people seem to think that it's safer in the country, but it turns out it may be safer in the city. I want to welcome my next guest, Dr. Sage Myers, who's an assistant professor of pediatrics at University of Pennsylvania, and she did a study that looked right at it, and it was a very interesting study. So first of all, welcome, Dr. Myers. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this study, I thought it was fascinating because, you know, everybody always has this concept, you know, they want to get out of the city and move to the beautiful bucolic countryside and where everything's wonderful and safe and beautiful. And it turns out it may not be that way. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this study, and then we can talk about the study.
Yeah, so we originally were just interested in looking at sort of where injuries happen across the country. My overall interest is in care of the sickest patients that come into the emergency department, and obviously trauma patients are some of those. And so we definitely had no preconceived notion of what we were going to find, although I'd say we're in the same camp as everyone else in the country, where we also have that same view that you just described. But when we looked at the counties across the country, whether they be rural or urban or in between, and looked at the rates of injury death, we found that the highest rates of injury death happened in the most rural areas, the lowest in the most urban areas, and they sort of increased from those urban areas to the rural areas as you got more and more rural. So it was definitely the opposite of I think most people would expect when they first were presented with that question.
But what's interesting is you talk about injury deaths. Were there differences in the injuries between the city and the rural?
Definitely. And I think that, you know, that sort of plays into how this looks relative to what people would expect. Because I think when most people think about safety, they think mostly about intentional injury. So somebody trying to hurt you, somebody shooting you or, you know, stabbing you, all those scary kinds of injuries. But you know, by and large, you're much more likely to die of an unintentional injury, an accident, than you are an intentional injury. So you're much more likely to die of a car accident or a fall or drowning. Those kinds of injuries all combined far outweigh homicides and suicides. And so we did see that homicides were higher in the city than in the country, but motor vehicle accidents and other unintentional injuries were much higher in the country than in the city. And so when you put those all together, the unintentional injuries far outweigh the intentional homicide, suicide kind of death.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, something that emergency physicians have known for a while, but this access to care in the rural areas too. So, you know, I guess, you know, you're in a city, there's only so fast you can go, and even highways and beltways that kind of go around the city where they can have bad accidents, at least they can get to high-level trauma centers in a short amount of time, as opposed to driving out in the middle of the U.S., you know, these roads where people probably are going faster because there's less, I would
Right.
think, law enforcement, right? And
Right.
then
Right.
what happens when they get in an accident? It takes a while to get help.
Definitely. I mean, it definitely, the areas that you have the highest rates of injury death are also the areas that have the least access to trauma centers, the least access to emergency medicine trained physicians and ERs, the farthest distances to travel to get to some sort of higher level of care. And we actually looked at that in the study to see if, is that all of it? Is it just access to care or is there some other parts of it? And we put in access to care, so is it going to take you a long time to get to the hospital, into that equation, it did dampen it a little bit, but it definitely didn't wipe out that difference. So although I do think access to care is part of what's going on here, it's not the whole story. And there is some research that supports exactly what you're saying, that people tend to drive faster in areas that are more rural. People tend to use their seatbelts less, obey traffic signs less in areas that are more rural. So it may be that some of that sort of injury prevention stuff is also a factor in there.
That's interesting. Although, you know, too, traditionally, or you know, you learn in medical school, or you take your boards, and, you know, those injuries in rural areas, like tractor injuries, and, you know, there's a lot of dangerous equipment out there in rural farm areas that people are using, you know, every day, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know. Machinery accidents are much higher in rural areas than they are in urban areas.
Yeah, because also... Oh, that's interesting. Because I would assume, too, you know, even in factory situations in city areas, there's OSHA, there's regulations, there's so many things. Whereas you look at these farms, right, these are sometimes family-owned farms, even if they're sophisticated. But I'm sure there's not a lot of regulation in those areas, too.
True.
Correct. So, and then what's interesting, though, about when I was reading the study, and you do talk about homicide, and of course homicides are very big in the city, yet there's a whole genre of television programs like Dateline, for instance, that are always talking about these murders, like out in these sleepy little towns in the Southwest or somewhere. So obviously there are issues even with homicide out in the country.
Oh, definitely. It's not like there's none. It's just a higher rate in the city than the country. I think that, you know, Dateline puts that out there because it's you know, not what people would expect, maybe. If they put a murder in the city, maybe people wouldn't be quite as taken by that. But, But definitely there's still, and suicides actually are pretty stable across that rural-urban divide. So the rates of suicide are, you know, pretty similar. The rates of homicide are a little higher in the city than in the country, although obviously still there. But then unintentional injury, especially motor vehicle accidents, your risk of dying in that anywhere in the country is much higher than your risk of dying from homicide or suicide, and those are much more heavily weighted to rural areas.
And was that the biggest risk of injury death was motor vehicle accident? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, definitely
in the study,
among everybody, as well as among subgroups. So we also broke it out by age to see if there was differences. And there was some differences in your leading cause of death by age, but in all age groups, motor vehicle accidents was one of the top three.
Oh, really? That's interesting. And what about, since you're a professor of pediatrics, what about with kids in the city versus kids in the country? Are they being monitored less in the country, so they're having bad accidents, or...?
They, you know, the kids also show the same difference, that they're more likely to die of injury in rural area than they are in urban area. Their types of injury that lead to injury death are different than in adults. So you see drowning as a one of the top three causes of death in children, where that doesn't show up in other age groups. But they show the same trend, that they are safer. If you use injury, your risk of injury death as a proxy for safety, they're safer in the city than they are in the rural areas.
Oh, that's interesting. So the drowning, I mean, I guess the same thing. You know, maybe there's more monitoring, public pools versus, you know, swimming holes and lakes out in the country, right? Where there's maybe just one person kind of watching them. So what, just briefly, what can you do with this as a physician, or what do you think we should do with this as a society
Yeah, I mean, I think there are sort of three things that I hope that this study does. One, I think, is just sort of to challenge our preconceived notions about, you know, what safety really means to yourself as an individual, and make you think a little, everyone, you know, sort of pause and think a little bit about what that means across the urban rural landscape. I think the second one is what we talked about earlier, that, you know, access to care is an issue that we probably should be facing as a nation. I think that we've sort of allowed our healthcare system to evolve somewhat organically, and for hospitals sort of be placed where they are placed by market forces. And there's probably a time when we need to start to think about where are the population needs, and how are we addressing that with our healthcare system.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.